Hello and welcome to episode 224 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I am joined by my cuddly co-host, Patrick Ryan.
See, I was trying to be all serious until you said cuddly.
I'm breaking down that wall, baby.
Oh, apparently so. Holy cow. What a way to break it, too. Oh, man. I got to get out of here for Thanksgiving, by the way. I have no idea where.
Do you mean like out of the room? Or like
no, like out of town. Got to go out of town.
Mm. Go Canada.
That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Or Saskatchewan, because it sounds cool. I don't even know where that is.
That's in Canada.
Brilliant. Go there then. Perfect. It's Canada. Obviously, my brain told me that, right? Because there's no way that would have came into my head otherwise.
Yeah, Saskatchewan is kind of the, how do I put it? It is the, I mean, it's really kind of, you know, Saskatchewan is the Montana of Canada.
See, I don't even know what that means.
Well, see, there you go. So, but those who live in either will completely get it and be like, yep, that's about it.
So they won't be upset at you for saying that.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we'll find out.
Those in Montana or Saskatchewan, please write in to...
At Patrick Roan.
Yes, there you go. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, both food terms, and I'm hungry for, I don't know what the term would be, love. That's not what I'm thinking of, but no, we'll but go like, with that. Hungry for love.
Yeah.
I am pretty hungry. So but I think I've gone a little bit doolally.
Wait, wasn't there a song, Hungry for Love?
Probably.
There had to have been.
I mean, if there wasn't, then we should probably write that.
Yeah.
I'm going to YouTube.
Should. Oh, duh.
So I can play
it. Of course. Whitesnake. Oh, I should have known that. I should have known.
There's lots of people that did a song called Hungry for Love.
Yeah, but Whitesnake is the only one that matters.
Download the song for free.
Nope. Not that. Let's see against.
Can you find Whitesnake?
Something terrible's happening. Is that it?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Let's talk about something serious.
Man, that's crunchy. That right there. Download that's a crunchy guitar. Holy cow. So here's the thought that's been on my mind, and it's been popping up in just about every conversation I've had in the past 2 to 3 weeks, right? And it's one of those things that that has popped up enough or that I've had conversations that eventually lead round back to it, that it's like the world's trying to tell me something. Like the universe is like keeps smacking me up against the head with this idea that there's a reason for it. Has that ever happened to you, by the way?
Yes.
Where like, you know, you've got some idea that you encounter and it just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming almost until you like decide to act and do something about it.
Yeah, sometimes it's one of those things that I find anyway that you don't even realize that it's happening for a bit. Like it keeps happening and then it isn't until that last piece falls into place. Like it's like ka-chunk and then you're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, this happened. Over this past weekend, I did this sketch note workshop with Mike Rohde in Milwaukee. I was part of a pilot group, so he could kind of test this workshop out and fine tune it, get feedback from people he trusted about it, so he could tweak it and tune it and work all the kinks out of it.
I hope he brings it to London.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's really great, and it was a fantastic day spent with, because Mike's not only someone I consider a good friend, and just a really great guy, seriously, unbelievably talented and a nice guy. But I also, so I roomed with Jason Remus of Sweating Commas. Once again, fantastic guy, great editor. Feel like I've known him for a very long time now. And it was great to just be able to hang out with him. But, you know, a couple of the conversations we had, like suddenly, you know, we're having it and we're talking, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, no, this is that again. It's hitting me up upside the head again, right? Mm-hmm. That's this.
Okay.
The best way I can say it is Cal Newport of Study Hacks, and we'll link to it in the show notes, wrote this blog post that I was turned on to a few weeks back called You Can Be Busy or Remarkable, but Not Both. And, you know, he talked about the fact that people who often produce really great stuff, if you were to, and you know, deep stuff, you know, serious, like prolific, but deep, deep, deep stuff, what you'll notice is that if you looked at their, like their calendar, it would look empty, right? There wouldn't be a lot there. You know, these are people that may not have, like, you know, the kind of busy lives that many of us live. And there's a reason for that. And that is that to do the sort of deep, deep drilling that a lot of creative work requires, a lot of the work that I do, in fact, requires, you can't be busy. Because you won't have time to do the real serious work, and you won't have the energy to put into that thing that you're trying to do, because all your energy is going elsewhere, right? For instance, Mike, you've been doing this podcast thing for a long time now, right?
4 years in April, so 3.5 years.
Yes. And you work full time. Mm-hmm. You work a full time job.
Yep.
You get home.
For the man.
Mm-hmm. You get off the train. Mm-hmm. You go to your house.
Yep.
You open up the door.
Yep.
You sit down and you start having to record.
I sit down. First thing I do is open RSS, make sure I got all the news links that I need, prepare the first links for the news, record the news, then wait for Pat. Pat comes online, record enough. And then today, I'm going to put the phone down. Then I'm going to call Brad. We're going to record the Pen Addict. Then I'm going to put the phone down. Then I'm going to have something to eat. Then I'm going to wait for Matt to come online. I'm going to call Matt. We're going to do Bionic. I'm going to put the phone down. Post everything. Make sure everything's in order. Get stuff ready for tomorrow. Go to bed. Wake up.
Do it all over again,
do
right?
Do some work. Yep.
I mean, here's the thing, Mike. I don't think that you're going to be able to do what you want to do with this network, with 5x5, with, you know, your podcast, whatever. I think that you could go so much further if you killed that daytime job.
100%. And
right? And yep. and will maintain right where it is until you do.
The only way that I have ever been able to improve anything is by making more and more sacrifices, which is makes sense. So, like, for me to be able to get to make this stuff better, I had to lose more and more of my free time to the point where the only thing left to kill is the day job. People may say, oh, but Mike's been doing it for 3.5 years, and over that time he's got better at it. Yeah, because I do more and more and more of it. So I'm killing more, to the point where the only thing left is for me to stop doing my day job. But
right.
It's not that easy, but we are working on that. You know, me and Dan the man, we're working on it.
Yeah, well, as you should be, and that's terrific, and I'm glad to hear it. And my you know, it speaks directly to my point, and the greater point of that is that you can't, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, and there's only so much energy that one has to focus and devote their time to. And as long as you are focusing your time on being busy, you can't possibly make the time that it takes to be remarkable. One of the other ways this has come up is my friend Garrick, who, you know, I mention all the time on the podcast now, because for 2 years we've been, you know, having coffee every Monday morning to start off our weeks for 2 hours, and, you know, we discuss all of these sorts of ideas. One of the things that he recently has done is he's an independent solo operator, just like me. But he has decided to not do any client work before lunch. Mm-hmm. So basically, after he satisfies the, you know, all of his priorities that are his personal priorities, one of those is the coffee with me, right? One of those is, you know, he has, meditation and he has time that he does kind of focuses on the business side of his business and things like that. But he has his week fairly structured out. But none of that is about clients or anything that, you know, quote unquote, is about work until after lunch. And even to the point where if a client, you know, I actually watched it happen. A client had called him while in the middle of our coffee, and he was like, oh, geez, I'm sorry. I really kind of have to take this, because if he's calling, it's got to be a big deal. And, picks it up, and it's a client, and it was a big deal. And he basically said, well, you know, I'm not in a capacity to do anything about that right this second. You can be assured that it will get my utmost priority and focus sometime after 1 p.m. today. You know? He had a rule. He has a rule. And what he has found, and he's been trying to measure this both subjectively and objectively, what he has found is that he is much more effective, that he's actually increased the amount of work that he has gotten done for clients, that he has actually increased the amount of focus and attention because by constraining it to that time, by knowing he has this, and in this period of time to work on this thing, he is much more focused, much more engaged, and much more targeted about how he goes about solving a problem, right? Mm. And, so that's another way it's come up. CJ Chilvers, had a blog post recently on his site. I think it might have been the Lesser Photographer's site. But in any case, it was a newsletter. And basically, it was and I'm going to try to find the quote here. Here it is. So this is something else that resonates with me, right? Our notebooks are now infinite. We can collect everything, so we spend precious little time reviewing anything. And the reason this spoke to me so deeply is because one of the reasons why I love to use, you know, paper for my notes is one of my favorite activities is actually to pull out, you know, a journal or a notebook or something like that, you know, has sat on the shelf for 6 months or a year or something and just kind of flip through it and see what stands out. And one thing I've noticed is that there are things that stand out 6 months later, having, you know, after reviewing through it, that wouldn't stand out otherwise. And I just don't tend to do that with digital notes. You know, I would dump things into Yojimbo. I had like, you know, 2,000 items in Yojimbo. How often did I really go back and just look through any of that stuff? Never. You know, I used it for to search for things and to target search for things. And, you know, maybe the current stuff I, you know, engaged with or anything that was reoccurring I engaged with, you know, a little bit. But mostly it was just an archive of stuff that just never got looked at again. Right? And so my point is that this keeps coming back up and back up and back up for me. And I think that there's a lesson there that not only I need to learn, but I need to tell as well. Which is, as long as you are devoting all of your time to busy work, you'll never have the time to do the deep thinking and the focus that truly great work requires.
I like
it really that. Is as simple as that.
Sounds pretty smart to me.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Why not?
Then we've got something important to talk about.
Yeah.
This week's episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
I'm just dropping stuff.
Throwing the mic. Point made. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code TALLYHO10. Squarespace, they're doing great things. They're always doing amazing work. They're making sure that their platform continues to stay up to date, that it's super easy to use, that it's really fast, simple, and awesome. They have beautiful designs. They have fantastic support. Their designs that I just mentioned, that's their templates. They have over 20 fantastic looking templates. They have great style options too, so you can create your own space online. You can change fonts, colors. You can change widths and padding and all that stuff. And that's all by drag and drop. Like if you want to make the sidebar bigger, you just drag a slider and it gets bigger and all in real time. It's all WYSIWYG. It's fantastic. They've won awards for their designs too. The Webbies, Forbes, Foire, I think it's Foire. Awards. There's some companies. There's some award people. So that's how they said. I don't know why they're named like that, but they've won them, all right? Doesn't matter
all
who
right.
gave them.
That's all that
award
matters.
Winning, Pat.
Winning.
Okay?
Winning is all that matters.
Winning.
Yes, they're winning.
Exactly. So easy to use, but they also have an award-winning 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer care support team. They have over 70 dedicated employees that work in New York City who are there in case you need them. Squarespace starts at just $8 a month. They include a free domain if you want to sign up for a year. If you want a personal endorsement, I'll give you one. Go to mikehurley.net. You'll see it right there. It's a Squarespace site that I made. I've been using Squarespace for well over 5 years now, and I love them.
M-Y-K-E.
Hi, I'm Mike. So thanks so much to Squarespace for their support. And we want you to help support us, support them. Go to squarespace.com, sign up for a free trial. No credit card needed to do that. And when you decide to sign up, because I'm sure that you will, make sure you use the offer code TALLYHO10. It's going to get you 10% off. Thanks so much to Squarespace for the support of Enough. They are amazing, and they give you everything that you need to create an exceptional website.
That is a very nice website, Michael.
Thank you, sir. It's all made on Squarespace.
Squarespace. You have your field notes collection up
there. I have a field notes collection there.
Oh, that is kind of fun. Look at that. You got the, you both XOXO special editions. I mean, this is like relatively current. You've updated this.
Oh, I update it every time I get a new set.
Oh, very nice.
Because it's really easy to do. Just drag and drop a picture in there.
There you go.
Patrick Roan.
Oh, Michael.
Patrick Roan. We have to talk.
Yeah, we do have to talk.
Listeners.
They're not going to like this.
Gather around now. We have Mummy and Daddy have something that they need to talk to you about.
Who's Mommy and who's Daddy?
We'll leave that up to the people to decide. Okay, so this is currently episode 224. 224 times you have listened to Mike Hurley and Patrick Roan talk to you.
I hope they've listened all 224 times.
The real cool people have. Yeah. January the 20th, 2011.
Wow.
So nearly 3 years we've been doing this show.
Almost.
It's a long time for any podcast.
I just want to point out to everyone the irony of doing 224 episodes of a show called Enough.
So, on that note, it's enough.
It is enough. I think if someone were to, if someone were to look back, listen back to all 224 episodes, they would find a whole ton of stuff across a swath of the things everyone kind of meets up against in life, as well as lots of interesting thoughts, tips, applications, the people we've had on the show, their ideas, the developers we've had on the show, their apps and stuff. I mean, you know, we've talked technology at times. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a lot of this. I mean, just it's run the gamut. And the last thing I want to do is 224 episodes in, get to 225, and just at that point, just be about busy work, you know?
Yeah.
I want to remain remarkable. I think we've been remarkable.
We've created 224 things that I'm proud of. Yeah, some I'm more proud of than others. Some of the stuff that we've done together is some of the best work that I've ever done.
Yeah. Well, and I would say that I've got this newsletter. I've got this subscription-based newsletter. It's called This Could Help. If you want more information about it, we'll link to it in the show notes. It's thiscouldhelp.com. And I just started it. But the message that I sent out as of last night started off with a quote from Kurt Vonnegut, the writer, one of my faves. It's from a letter in Letters of Note that he wrote to Xavier High School. This was after several of the children, you know, as part of a school project, several kids had written to him asking him to come and speak at the school. And he said, well, unfortunately, you know, I'm old enough now, I'm not going to come speak at your school. But, you know, here's what I would have said if I had come. And the first piece of advice he gives is practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpting, poetry, fiction, essays, reportage, no matter how well or badly, not to get money and fame, but to experience becoming, to find out what's inside of you, to make your soul grow. And in every creative endeavor I do, that is the reason that I've done it. And I think that if you look back over the 200-plus episodes we've done, you will find that thread running throughout every single one of them. I have made my soul grow. And I hope it is in some way changed yours as well.
So I think we haven't made it explicit, but I think the implicit notion is there that we are ending enough. We'll have one more episode, which will be next week. So next Tuesday will be episode 225. It will also be the finale of the show.
The last episode.
I feel that it's also worth saying that is kind of, that's where me and you part ways as well in the podcasting scene. We will not be doing a new ship
as a regular unit.
Yeah,
we will. As I stated offline, as we stated when we had this conversation, I, you know, I'm very much open to being on just about any place that people ask me to be.
Yep.
You want me to be on your podcast? I'm sure we can make it work. And that just doesn't go for just Mike. I've been on tons of other podcasts and hope to be on others as well. But I need to take the energy that I am pouring into a lot of other projects now and focus it on my next projects. The first of which is the newsletter, but the newsletter really is proving and testing ground into the work and thinking and focus that I'm going to be putting on my next book.
Good.
And my next book has a very simple goal. And the goal is this. I feel like I want to be able to hand someone a copy of my next book and say, here, this will change you for the better. It's a simple goal.
Well, I look forward to talking to you about that.
Yeah.
In some way. So, thank you for listening. I think that's all we've got for today. I hope that you'll tune in next week and...
Yeah.
If people want to get in touch with us, I'm sure the listeners will want to get in touch with us this week.
Patrick@patrickrone.com is probably my preferred method. If you have any feedback, if you just want to reach out, if I've in some way at some point along this journey said something that compels you to reach out to me in that way, it is welcome and all will be replied to. Of course, the social networks are good too. I'm @PatrickRone everywhere. I will remain all of those places and am available to anyone at just about any time. And really, if you're looking for my most impactful work going forward, I couldn't more highly recommend signing up for my newsletter, because that's where I can safely say the vast majority of my time and attention will be poured into.
And I'm iMike, iMyke. Feel free to send me your 140 characters of hate as well in the show.
No, because here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. I said this, Mike will vouch for this. When we were talking, when the 5x5 thing happened and 70 decibels and 5x5 merged, became one thing, and we were talking about moving the show to 5x5 and how to do that, because of all the shows, Enough has been around the longest in one form or another, and thus it was the biggest to move. It was a lot of work to move it, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that folks should know about me, and certainly anyone who's listened to this podcast long enough should know, that I am perfectly fine with impermanence. All of this is dust. All of it. The entire universe. It's all finite. It will all disappear. It all has a time. It all has a beginning, and it has an end. It is the one thing that unites us, that unites everything in this universe, is that universal truth. Perhaps the only universal truth. And with that said, this was a decision whose time had come. This isn't Mike pulling the trigger. This isn't necessarily me pulling the trigger. This is the time that this needed to be within. And I have no problem with impermanence at all. I don't regret. I don't miss. These are not things that personally I feel I have the time for. And I couldn't more highly recommend living a life like this, because it gives you an unbelievable amount of appreciation for every other little thing. Everything. And with that said, I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate every minute I have spent doing this and how much I appreciate every minute that others have spent listening to it.
Let's enjoying. Let's do this bit next week.
Take care, my friends. Be well. Namaste. Okay. We will see you next week. Cheers.
Oh, no, you didn't say it.
There's got to come a point.
Yeah, next week, because we won. Just going to say it. Say it.
We'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.